Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use iXL. iXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, iXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, iXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about rotten roommates. Like, you had a roommate who stole all your food, or you had a roommate who's just really rude or walked around naked or sewed your lips shut.
Yeah, hold on.
49-year-old woman in Japan was arrested for allegedly sewing her 42-year-old roommate's lips shut.
Okay. I'm sorry. How do you...
I don't...
not realize your lips are being sewed?
Yeah.
I have to believe she was probably... tied down and or drugged or something. She then eventually, 24 hours into having her lips sewn shut, she was able to escape. And she got to a store and wrote a note because she couldn't. She's like,
right.
She wrote a note that said, help me. Police went to the apartment or whatever. And
yeah. Do you think she talked too much?
I don't.
And that,
yeah,
what's
the reason? Yeah.
Look at you taking the side of the sewer.
No. This is
it's
one
wild...
of my biggest fears. I would get real claustrophobic if my lips were sewn shut.
I know, but can we all just have a minute and think about it? I mean, I don't think we're going to hit the bar of lips being sewn shut for rotten roommates.
I don't think so.
We're setting it pretty high. But I mean, we can have any of the stories underneath that.
Sure.
And if your lips were sewn shut, how are you going to call?
True.
Well, I think they've probably unsewn them. They probably use a seam ripper.
Okay.
This isn't like a common thing. Like, oh yeah, and then my lips were sewn shut. Like, what are we talking about?
I'm looking at another little rotten roommate story I'd like to share with the group. I was renting a 3-bedroom apartment with another girl and a guy I knew from college. The guy ended up killing my pet rabbit because he was jealous of the time I spent with it. Okay.
All right.
That's... having a pet rabbit in an apartment.
They don't do
weird.
Anything. They're just like.
They just...
Well, some people like let them roam free. They're cute. They are cute. I had many rabbits.
But they leave just like
up.
Little tiny.
Yeah, isn't there a smell? Poop. A bit of a.
There is kind of a smell.
Do they go in a litter box or do they just
poop
wherever
they
are?
No, they poop in there like.
their cages, and then you got to take out the bottom and clean it out. And
so it's like
out.
A gerbil.
It is a bit like a gerbil. Yeah, a okay. hamster, if you will.
So eventually you just got to kill it. Because like, no. I think it just smells too much. That's disgusting. You don't kill your roommates. Yeah,
start with a conversation.
Yeah.
I'd like to spend more time with you.
Right. I had a roommate who was pretty rotten.
Okay.
And they would do this thing. It was two of them. And they would tickle me and then press on my belly until I farted. And those roommates were my sisters. But to be fair, I was literally sharing rooms with them. It was
I mean,
awful.
I guess that counts. We can take sisterly roommates.
It does, but it wasn't any less.
I think you should have late 20s.
You should definitely not have told us it was your sisters and just said, I had, can you, like, because that is on the level of, like, right. sewing your lips shut. Right. I just had these random roommates that would just.
You're like 25. Are you guys,
like you're in college and they're like, they would tickle me till I farted, you know.
No, so but they would tickle and then press on my belly until I farted. I don't know why I told
now
that.
Now that I've met him, it just like paints a better picture.
All right, hold her back.
No!
We are definitely doing that today.
No!
We have to. We have to do like an inaccurate reenactment. I'll put on my wig and I'll be like, come here, Aaron. And then me and Aaron will hold you down and Tiag will play the part of your brother just like, stop it.
Okay, long eyes.
Great okay. job.
If you've had a rotten roommate, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You may call or you may text.
I had a roommate once. There were four of us that lived in an apartment, and it was a Saturday morning because we had got up. It was college game day, you know, so we were down tailgating. We ran back upstairs to the apartment to, like, grab some stuff, and we opened the door, and we're like, it smells really bad in here. What's going on? And it was the apartment where there were four bedrooms, and each room had a sink in the bedroom. So there's one bathroom, but we all had our own sink. And we realized one of our roommates had vomited from last night in his sink. It had clogged the sink. And he was just down there hanging out with us all morning.
He didn't,
so he didn't rinse it.
This.
He didn't clean it. He didn't.
He told us it was. He said, well, it's clogged.
Right.
That so was then, his. That was the explanation.
Yeah. So how do you get rid of the clog, my dude?
I know. Yeah.
He just left it he to just, heat up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like full. The sink was. Sour. I will never forget it. Yeah. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Hot barf.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And then
hot,
you're also at that age too, where you know the right thing is like, all right, well, someone has to take care of this. But you're like, I'm not doing it. And if he's not,
it's
gonna,
not your barf.
But what happens when he's just like, I'm
whatever.
Good with it? You know, it,
ew.
And you reach.
You hold his face in the barf sink, dude.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
He's bigger than.
Is anybody else smelling barf right now? Like I'm having this.
I'm
weird.
I'm having flashbacks to college when my friends and I absolutely puked in a sink, not at our home.
Did I know you back then? What's going on?
No,
I just
no. I promise.
Okay,
Tiak, you're not allowed to take calls from my old roommates from back in college because I've told this story before. But the short version is, I drank way too much alcohol and then ate 2 pounds of grandma's pink and white animal cookies, and then I went into our shared bathroom and I woke up and I had grouted the tiles in our bathroom with pink vomit, and it was still. It's probably still there. Baker Hall, like the first floor bathroom. If the grout is pink, it's from me. Is from me barfing.
That's not a good food to eat when you're drunk.
It's all I had in the room, and I was like desperate. I'm like, I'm going to be sick if I don't eat. Turns out, it just was what I was sick with.
Yeah.
I was going to be sick irregardless. So, all right. Rotten roommates, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your stories of a rotten roommate. We've set the bar very high with your roommate sewed your mouth shut. And on the low end is Erica's sister is tickling her till she farts.
And pushed on my belly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Teddy?
Yai.
Rotten room. So, you sound like a kid. This is going to be another.
I never had a room.
Okay, so this is one of your brothers?
A brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was four, he kept on like running into my room, grabbing something and running back out. Mm. And eventually I came down there and saw him doing it down to my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. And then said, what are you hiding behind your back? And he's like, it's this. And he got something to my arm. I'm like, that's mine. He's like, no, it's not.
That's a pretty rotten roommate. Yeah, Four-year-old roommate sucks.
There's something you could do to him. You hold him down and you start tickling him.
Push on his belly until he...
And let us know what happens. All right. Antonio? Antonio going twice. Is somebody holding you down and tickling you?
Are you farting?
Are your lips slim shut?
Yay!
Erica?
Yay!
Yay!
Rotten roommate.
My roommate counted the number of pieces of bread in the loaf. And one night I had a date come over, and in the middle of the night he was hungry and he made himself a sandwich. And I woke up to the nastiest note from my roommate on our whiteboard about the number of pieces of bread missing from the loaf.
Two? Two pieces of bread? Like just
right.
If your boyfriend just made one sandwich, probably a grand total of two. Right.
Like, unless it was the whole loaf. Chill.
I don't understand.
No, he went Whopper style. He put one in the middle, too.
I'm saying.
That's Big Mac style.
Big Mac style.
It was the most ridiculous thing. And so I bought him, like, two loaves of bread, and I was like, here you go. It just was the most ridiculous thing I had ever experienced was counting the number of pieces of bread.
I don't believe in stealing food, but also it's a quid pro quo. Like, sometimes bread changes hands.
Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Jennifer?
Yay.
Rotten roommate, what happened to you?
Oh, okay. So basically, I did not know this roommate. I found her on Craigslist many moons ago. And the apartment was beautiful. I was like, oh, this is for me. And she seemed really nice. She seemed decent, you know, very clean. However, when I moved in, it felt like we weren't sharing the apartment. Everything was like hers. Mm. And she has like an OCD. Like if I move a cup, she'll move it right back to where it was. It's very, it was crazy. But that's not even the problem I had with her. Okay. The problem I had with her was she would bring different guys to the home, and she would have sex with them, and I would hear it.
You would hear it?
And it was like, yeah, I would hear them going at it.
Okay.
I just was like, oh, no, not.
So
it's just not cool with me.
The problem was she would move all your things back and then have loud relations.
That's not a very...
Yes. These are two very different things.
I know, but that's not a respectful... I mean, the cup thing is weird.
No, it's weird.
And the thing is, it's like different... I don't know if she knows these guys. It's different guys. So I'm like,
every time.
Am I safe? You know? Like, am I safe in my home? I don't know.
Like, keep a leaderboard or something?
Do you... Tell them not to move the cups, too.
Yeah, did she do the guys in different areas? Because she had the OCD. It's like, Tom is a bathroom guy.
Okay.
No. Gary is she has done it in the bathroom, which is right next to my room.
Oh, but okay. All right.
Normally, most of the time, it was in her room.
Okay.
You can't really be mad at that.
You can. You like if when you're in a roommate situation, it's yes, you're paying rent, but there's a different level of respect. You don't need to.
You're aware that stuff's going to happen, but you also want to be respectful. Right. And like,
you don't get to slam the headboard when you have a roommate.
Do get,
like, put the music up. Something. Yes. I don't want to hear.
Yeah. It's just
if you hear
the
Good Life from One
time
Republic
is in. Yeah. Good Life from One Republic.
There's a long. Never mind.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
Oh, this is gonna be a good life. Yeah. So
kind of a weird tempo, but.
I'm done.
Bye.
Thank you, Jennifer. Amy?
Yay.
Rotten roommate. What happened to you?
So I had a roommate and this girl, she was so cheap and really stingy to the point that she would refuse to flush the toilet because it was wasting, water.
Okay. I thought you were going to be, it was going to turn out you were the rotten roommate. Like, she was so stingy. Like, every time I ate her food, she got mad. It's like, right, you're the bad roommate. But like,
she wouldn't flush the toilet. Even, please tell me.
Like, when the math starts to get larger, she would flush it, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So I don't know what her reasoning was. So I had to flush the toilet because we shared a bathroom.
So she'd
I would
leave.
Go in and then flush the toilet.
She would leave, like, number twos?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Everything. No, everything.
I would have lasted 4 days as her roommate.
4 days?
I would have given her 4 chances.
Like maybe she was forgetful on the first one. Go, hey, did you know you dropped the kids off and didn't send them on their way?
She never flushed. And then she'd keep track of my flushes.
What?
Sometimes I flush twice because, old
room, old
building.
I feel like we've gone too far.
I don't know that we need it. Yeah. I had a lot of starch.
Sorry. Right.
I know. But I just had to kind of give you a full story
hold on.
She was the worst.
For that second part, you're saying you'd be in the bathroom, door closed, putting on your makeup, maybe you make a tinkle or whatever, you flush, and then you do something else, throw something in there, and then you flush again, and she's like, that's 2 flushes. Like she would...
Yes! Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why
2 days?
Maybe 2 days.
I'm not splitting this down the middle. You're going to flush every time.
But that's your excessive flushing led her to her reaction. She had to leave the 2s in there.
No.
Because you're over flushing, Amy. You're the bad roommate. You don't
stop it right now. You're disgusting.
All right.
But she would always close the lid, which actually would make it worse because then I'd
have to. Oh, then it's a surprise. It's like, surprise!
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe just don't look.
It was bad.
No.
Yeah. Don't look.
Go in, lights off. I'm trying to make this okay.
Let me meld my world around this weird roommate.
What does that really, does anything of yours touch anything of hers?
Probably not, but I do not care.
Okay. All right, truthfully, a rotten roommate.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.